A report released this week by the international advocacy group Save the Children has revealed that 4 million child deaths could have been prevented over the past 10 years. The report, entitled A Fair Chance at Life, notes that there is a dangerous trend among many developing countries towards reducing child mortality in better-off communities at the expense of children from the most disadvantaged backgrounds. Anna Ford is the media manager for the Millennium Development Goals at Save the Children. She told us more about the report's findings.
We've discovered that there's a dangerous trend amongst many developing countries of using methods where they tackle the children who are easier to reach rather than working for all children across the board. So what we're seeing is that some children have benefited from better healthcare and nutrition and sanitation, but others, for example, children living in remote areas or from ethnic minorities, have been neglected, and this can't go on. We've identified several countries where the gap between the richest and the poorest children's chances of survival has actually increased, or at any rate has not decreased. For example, in India, India is one of the world's fastest growing economies, the poorest children are still up to 3 times more likely to die than the richest children.
Now, what about countries like Ghana and Bolivia? How have they managed to reduce child mortality?
Some of the world's poorest countries, like Ghana and Bolivia, have managed to reduce child mortality dramatically, and they've done this by focusing on helping the poorest. Indonesia is another example of a country which has actually reduced the gap between the chances of survival for the richest and the poorest children. And Indonesia has done this, for example, by setting out a cash transfer system, so subsidizing rice, running scholarships, and doing health and nutrition supplements. What we've discovered is that in many cases, it's actually political will and not money which is the key to helping countries reduce child mortality.
What can the international community do to help the situation?
World leaders have a huge opportunity. They're going to meet in 2 weeks' time at the Millennium Development Goals Summit, where they'll review the progress that the world's made over the past 10 years and look forward to the next 5. What they have the opportunity to do is save the lives of 15 million children over the next 5 years. They need to recommit to the goals, and they need to accelerate our progress so that we can save as many children as possible. Every child deserves a fair chance for life, and every world leader, every government should make sure they get it.
Looking at these Millennium Development Goals, where do we stand in the area of child mortality?
Under 5 child mortality is Millennium Development Goal number 4, and child mortality has actually fallen 28% over the past decade, which is very good. You know, we need to be proud of the achievements that the world has made, but there's still a problem in that we're still massively off track from hitting the goal. And also, as I've explained, there's still a gap in many countries between the poorest and the richest children's chances of survival, and this can't go on.